Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Clap your hands for them. That was powerful. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Give God the glory. Good morning to you. Wow. We're setting the tone for Saviors 2023 this week. Kwabena Mbonsa Memorial Temple Tesano will be the engine for this country. The body of Christ is going to encounter something profound, something unique, something phenomenal. It's going to be an amazing moment. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Your two hands are lifted, your eyes are closed. Eternal Father, we honor you. We bless you for your faithfulness, your kindness, and mercy. This morning we ask in the name of Jesus that your goodness and your grace will reach your lovely people, the sinner, the backslider, and reach out to the outcast, even to the rooted. Be gracious to us. We are asking for your mercy in every facet and in every place. Mercy in this room, mercy in the hospital, mercy in the boardroom, mercy everywhere, in the streets, in the prison. Mercy, be gracious. The world is in turmoil, but you are the only solution and answer. Be gracious to your people and come through for them. I pray for everybody that have come to the place of disillusion, discouragement. You are the strength in a time of need. Show us your glory. Cause your people to know that there is hope for a tree that is planted in the forest, that if it be cut off at the scent of water, it will sprout out again. We bring our audience on television, on radio, online, and we're asking the same grace for them. In the precious name of Jesus, I rebuke the devil and his cohorts. I come against every noise of the enemy. I silence the hosts of the enemy. Prevail, O God, prevail. In Jesus' precious name, be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, recall my sentence, please. Somebody shout! Hey! Hallelujah! You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for everybody. Everybody is looking. Everybody is looking splendid. The atmosphere itself is looking very splendid. I can feel God everywhere. Somebody give him a shout. Hallelujah. This week is going to be Saviors 2023. Reverend Eastwood Anaba is coming to this house. My God, my God, my God. I can't wait for Saviors. I'm so itchy, I'm so edgy, I'm at the edge. It's just amazing. We can't wait. The first Tuesday night, right up to the fourth Friday all night, is going to be awesome in the power and in the glory and in the outpouring and in the favor and in the elevation, in the restoration, restitutive, in salvation and redemption. It's going to be awesome. Somebody you believe, shout, hey! Invite your family and friends. It's going to be a great time in the presence of the Lord. Can I hear a good amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Put a little enhancement. Right, whilst we are all standing, I would love to read a foundation scripture to you. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we came, we wish, we require, we seek to see Jesus." This is very profound in what we want to talk about this morning. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." This is very, very, very strong. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy. You should be counted worthy. You must be part of that number. You should be part of that group, that sect, that are going to escape the hour of temptation. You should be counted worthy to escape everything that is going to come upon the earth and to stand before the Son of Man, Christ the King. The Bible said in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 31, he said, "He has said, God has set a day to judge humanity through this Christ." John chapter number 5 and verse number 22, the Bible made a presentation and said, "The Father will judge no man. All judgment has been entrusted unto the Son, Christ our Lord." Therefore, in the next verse, he said, "Therefore, everybody must honor the Son as they honor the Father." Don't tell me you love God, but you don't understand or you hate Christ. Never say such a thing. That all men, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hare Krishnas, everybody that professes any kind of religion should honor the Son. Even as they honor the Father. This is interesting. All men should honor the Son. Every man should honor the Son, including the people in my hometown who can chant to dead idols. Honor the Son. Honor the Son. They should honor the Son. Profound. Last Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, before I allow you to take your seats, last Sunday we had a presentation. For the next four Sundays, I'm dealing with something. I wanted to put a culmination or a summation to it on last Tuesday, but it didn't happen because the Spirit of God took over and we went in a different dimension. So last Sunday, I started on something that I called the seven wonders of the end time. And then this Sunday, I should be dealing with the seven wonders of hell. But since I couldn't finish, I would like to push that one and then put a summation on this one. The seven wonders of hell. And then the following one will be the seven wonders of heaven. And then the last one will be the seven wonders of the second coming of Christ Jesus. There are wonders and amazements that we need to be able to highlight. To be able to bring you to the particular particular subject and to also help our friends who have joined us for the very first time, I would love to read Ezekiel, the seventh chapter. And, for a very good introduction, let me read verse number 1 and 2. And then I will quickly bring you to the real submission. The Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying," in the second verse, he said, "Also, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord, unto the land of Israel, an end, the end is come upon the four corners of the earth." Very interesting. Then he goes, he said, Now, this present time in which we are and we are living in, now is the end come upon you. Stop playing. Stop playing the secularity, the secularism that has come into church. Let's push it out and seek the Christ in spirit and in truth, because now the end has come upon you. The end has come upon you. Not is coming on you. It's come upon you. Now, presently, the end. Whilst Reverend Issued is coming over to Alabaster, there is something or some things that we are doing. There is a profound, preparation. Everybody can feel our preparation, until tomorrow, until the next day, until he comes in and all that. His protocol is telling us, the things that must be put in place. It's all part of the preparation. Christ is coming. You can't sit idle on the bench and have a business as usual. Hallelujah. So last Sunday we started from verse number 14. You may be seated whilst I build up. Can you let the altar open? I started from verse number 14, and in verse 14, watch this here. This is very profound. Listen, he said, "They have blown the trumpet even to make all ready, but none goeth to battle." And the Bible said, "For the wrath is come upon all the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and pestilence or famine within. He," the Bible said, "that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city shall die by the famine, and the pestilence shall devour him." The Bible continued to say, "But they that escape shall escape, and the Bible said, shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all the mourning, everyone for his iniquity." So the Bible continues, "All hands shall be feeble, all knees shall be weak as water." And then proceeds and say, "They all also get themselves with sackcloth and horror, and shall cover themselves, and shame shall be upon their faces, and boldness upon all their heads." I started by saying that the urgency, the first wonder of this particular end time is the urgency. The sound of urgency is sounded, and yet there is lack of urgent response. If fire guts this place and I scream fire, everybody will run away. If armed robbers invade a place and the people shall, thieves, they have raised an alarm, the people will respond. So then I'm asking a question. Why are you in such an urgent moment, emergent moment, yet nobody is responding to anything? The urgency, the first wonder. The second wonder, the Bible said, there will be sword, there will be pestilence, there will be famine. Sword represents war, like Ukraine and Russia. Nobody can justify that war to me. Ukraine has done nothing wrong. A nation has risen against them for no reason and for no fault of theirs. You can't explain the war, yet they have destroyed everything. Good hospitals. I wish they can transfer their hospitals to us. Good banks, good schools. My pastor, Reverend Wilberforce Usuansa, has three sons who are doctors. They all studied in Ukraine as doctors. One is in the United States. Two are practicing in the country at the moment. They all studied in Ukraine. As medical officers, come back to serve this nation. Sword, the Bible said, will be in the city. There will be war. The wars that will happen, we will not understand. As a matter of fact, it will not just be war. There will be mutinies and revolts like the one that has happened in Niger. It's a coup. The kind of coup, leaders are swallowing the nation's money, and these military people come in their madness and they can arrest a president and put the president in a room and tell the president, you are a thief, we are more worse than you. We will show you what we do to criminals. Therefore, they take the gun and replace Monkwasi Enimono. Then they take over. Yesterday at dawn, whilst it was, you know, Friday night dawning into Saturday, the coup leader declares himself president. President of Niger. President of Niger. Nobody swears him in. I am president. He does not swear allegiance or accountability to anybody. He declares himself president. Because politicians without character, without God, without faith, without decorum, without discretion, like the ones in our country who can siphon monies in money laundering into their rooms, soldiers will come against it. Yeah, they gather and I look at this school leader and I'm asking myself, what is presidential about this guy? What is it presidential about this guy? There is nothing presidential. Go back, put the gun down and get back to barracks. And your woman and blame him. When people forsake their responsibility, that is the kind of madness that happens. When people are heartless to the cry of ordinary people, national revenues that must be used to the benefit of the ordinary person has been siphoned into pockets which have no business to be there. This is what happened. The Church of Pentecost organized something they called the National Development Conference or Forum and invited all the political leaders into it. The vice president was there, former president Mahama was there, former president Kufuor was there, and a couple of people got and invited stakeholders. The chairman of the Church of Pentecost stood in the podium and told them corruption would destroy any nation. Maybe let me add my voice to it, to the chairman, and say sin would destroy any nation. Sin, bonnie, it would destroy any nation. These political leaders will show up, and when we are preaching, they will listen to it as if they are listening, but they are just showing up for showing up sake, and then return and do something else. A true leader declares himself president. Do you know what it means for a person to preside over a nation? I pledge through faith and allegiance, I would defend, protect the integrity, veracity, and the authenticity of the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. That I pledge that I would do right to all manner of persons. And should I subvert, should I divert to that cause, I will present myself and suffer the penalty thereof. We do this with the Bible, the word of the Lord, and we go to do either way. And then we bring we smokers from the barracks, declaring themselves presidents. So then there will be war, and there will be famine, pestilence, like, you know, this coronavirus that plagued the earth. You are going to see that. It is the second amazement and wonder of the end time. Number three, the Bible said there will be an escape. I see these young boys escaping everywhere. I see Ghanaians, you know, looking for visas even to Cape Verde. They want to escape. As for America and UK, I heard the UK Prime Minister stand in the parliament and said, we are going to increase our revenue. Parliament asked him, how are you going to do that? He said, we are going to increase visa fees by 100+%. Anybody who wants to come to our nation must be prepared to pay more. Because of the escape, many people are going to escape to places. Therefore, they are going to use the advantage of vulnerable people and people from the Asia, the Middle East, and the Far East to raise their revenues. Escape. A young man was talking to me. He said, Papa, I want to travel. I said, to where? He said, Romania. I said, is Romania in Asia? Stop talking to me about Romania. Ghana did this year. Go Romania. A young man called me from Gambia. He said, pray for me to have my documents to leave in this country. I said, which country? He said, Gambia. I said, stop the nonsense. Pick up your bag and return back to Ghana. Stop the nonsense. Gambia is not a place for anybody to travel to. Return! Return immediately. When Yaya Jame took 44 Ghanaians and locked them in a room and starved them through hunger until 44 boys died. Till today, no Ghanaian leader have asked Jame anything. Don't you think that Yaya Jame should be facing the International Criminal Court in The Hague? But I tell you, he can escape, but not the vengeance of God. Or you can clap your hands. I'm talking to the wise one. You can escape, but not the judgment of God. There is going to be an escape. People are going to travel everywhere. It's going to be an escape. Many people will go to Cote d'Ivoire. Some will go to Togo. They are escaping. What are they escaping? They are escaping the madness that is all around us. They are escaping. The Bible said there will be an escape. And so it's not only in Ghana. People are going to travel from. You know, even the people in America want somewhere to travel to. It's a wonder of the end time. The Bible said it in the book of Amos. He said it that men will travel to and fro. Yeah. And the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord is going to be something that is very scarce. There will be a famine in the land. And it's not a famine of water and food. Amos 8:11, I think. The Bible said it will be a famine of the word, of the hearing of the word of the Lord. Yeah. If you read the next verse, verse number 12, the Bible said, and they shall wander from sea to sea, turn this into GNT. The Bible said here, and the people will wander from the Dead Sea to the Mediterranean, and then on around from the north to the east. They will look everywhere for a message from the Lord, but day will not find it. In the 13th verse, the Bible said, on that day, even healthy young men and women will collapse from thirst. In the 14th verse, the Bible said, and those who swear by idols of Samaria, who say, by the God of Dan or by the God of Bathsheba, those people will fall and not rise again. The famine is there, but apart from that, there is an escape. Interestingly, I'm looking at this, and the Bible said, look at this. Interesting. When I go to verse number 17 of Ezekiel, chapter number 7, I see feebleness. It is the fourth wonder of the end time. Feebleness. Bones will be weak. A sweet daughter of ours in the faith called me from America and was telling me, I listened to your message on Tuesday, and I can tell you the discouragement is not only in Ghana and not only in church. Discouragement is in America. People don't go to church anymore. She said the discouragement in America has hit preachers. Now the preacher is so discouraged that he or she cannot even encourage others anymore. That is discouragement, my darling. In this room, I tell you, if God does not encourage and motivate his people, people are bleeding from it. It is an amazement and a wonder of this end time. Hands will be weak, knees will be feeble. Hands will be weak. Now people are not even thinking of sowing and giving and sowing and the things of God like righteousness and godliness and pristinity and chastity and holiness and living for Christ and winning souls for his kingdom and manifesting kingdom glory and power. People don't think about this anymore. They are thinking about what they will eat and drink only. But the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Almighty God. The Bible declares very clearly, very, very, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not about food only. Oh, you can clap your hands, people, in the house of God. But the Bible is making a retraction. Look at this, how he puts it in this submission. In Luke chapter 21, verse number 34, he said, so be careful that the curse of this life does not weigh you down, that you forget the season in which you are. Feebleness. Hands will be weak. Hands will be weak. Look at verse number 17 as I proceed downwards. You know, in the 18th verse, the Bible said there will be horror. It is the feat, amazement, or wonder of the end time. Get the bullet points for me when I'm done. Put it on the screen and let us follow. Horror! I sat by my television last Friday night around 11:30 and I saw a young lady and her family. As a matter of fact, the Kaneshi Manche is part of that awesome family. The family is looking for justice for their grandson who came from the United Kingdom to study in Ghana. A 14-year-old boy. The people were telling me that, you know, the boy fell from the fourth floor to the ground. The school is telling the parents that the boy was hyper. Which human being will want to run his life down? What happened to that 14-year-old boy? A man falls from the fourth floor to the ground and there are no broken bones? Talk to me. Horror! There will be horror. A young, beautiful nurse, SDA Church, Nkoko, just married 2 weeks after her marriage and her honeymoon. She is traveling back to her station as a nurse in the Volta region. You know, the woman gets involved in an accident and instantly the bride dies. there will be horror. There will be horror. There is a woman sitting in this place right now. Her 22-year-old boy is in the mortuary. Horror. Mother, you are alive. Child is in mortuary. It's a horror. Your son should be burying you. Your daughter should be burying you. There will be horror. There will be horror. I heard a horror recently, and that amazed me. A pastor and his friend in Ghana, both of them are Ghanaians. The man lives in the United Kingdom and does ministry. Came back unannounced to come and give his wife a surprise. And when he opened his door with a spare key, his wife and his best friend were in their bed. Pastor's friend, who is also a pastor. Horror! Wouldn't it be a horror when a married man picks up marriage forms and wants to marry another woman? Their wife doesn't know that my husband... There is a Catholic priest about to bless a couple in Uganda. Just about, a woman runs into the church with three children, one at the back and two beside her, runs into the place and then say, "Father, you can't bless this ungodly marriage. This man, the suit he is wearing, I ironed it this morning. Father, I ironed it this morning. You see this shoe, Father, shining like this? I polish these shoes. I put up everything my husband is wearing. My husband told me they are attending an engagement in his hometown. I never knew my husband is marrying another woman. Father, do you see this child? This child is only 4 months old. You see these two? These are his children. Father, can you bless this marriage?" Father says no. Horror! There will be horror. There will be horror. There will be horror. As for the horror in relationships and marriage, those ones are going to be rampant horrors. Rampant horrors. Liars, 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 liars. Some men can lie. Some women can also lie. Lies. Lie. There are going to be horrors. Horrors. How will you feel if you don't understand the word horror? How will you feel if your wife receives a message that you have two children somewhere else? And you live with a woman and cannot tell truth? Horror. Breaking news. How will they feel when, you know, 3 women appear and said, you see this head, it looks like a few drew. This one also looks like a few. This one also looks like a few. Horror! I want to ask what a retired MP is doing with $1 million. Horror! And young men are struggling, cannot even get capital to start businesses. And we have national leaders who can be able to pack revenue like this, and house helps are stealing them. Horror! Horror. Very interesting. This is why the temperature in this country is rising up. The youth are very angry, including me. We are very angry. 2 months to election, I will conduct a series. Our title is, "Who Will You Vote For?" 2 months to election. And I would do a deep explorative analysis and assessment. and dissemination. Yewie yani ekoto aba. Horror! There will be horror. Serious horrors. It's like you are watching a horror movie. Vampires biting vampires. That is what it is. So these days, when the young ladies come with men to come and tell me, Papa, this is the guy who wants to marry me, I said, go and take the marriage forms and go and start your counsel. A young lady came to me with a young man and said, Papa, this is the guy I want to marry. I said, are you sure about this guy? I asked her 14 times. Then I asked the young man 14 times. The reason is because I do not want you to return after a few years to come and say otherwise. People are working in companies and using the company's name for mischief. And they sit here like angels. Horror is in your conscience, your motive, and in your heart. Horror. People are preaching. And yet, when you see their heart, you will see the word horror. If should we show their heart to you, it will amaze you. It is the faithful wonder of this end time. It's amazing. It's so amazing. Isn't it horrible that a teacher, we have entrusted a child to you to teach, and you sleep with somebody's child? Isn't it horrible that the video that came from Addis Adel College, a man, a young boy, you know, is now arrested and facing the law of the Republic of Ghana, all because of horror. All because of horror. Children look at their parents beat each other and it enters into their heart. They go to school and they want to also go and practice it on the people's children. Horror. Time will be betting on their ship that year. Horror! Horror. Horror. And I'm telling you, the only thing that saves is the gospel of Christ. Until we preach the gospel, we are joking. We are going to see even worse, worse things in horrifying stuff. The Bible said in verse number 19, you see the seed wonder of this particular end time. The Bible said they will cast their silver into the streets. Economies will fail. Currencies will be worthless. It's a wonder of this end time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to seek Christ and the word of his salvation and the power of his resurrection. This is the time to look for Christ and come to him with your whole life surrounded to him. Yeah. This was where last week I was saying there is no finance minister that can be able to find a remedy to this. Except they that know their God, who will be strong and do exploits. Let me tell our finance minister, it is not enough to quote scriptures. When it is not backed with a supporting lifestyle. Just quoting scriptures does not mean anything when our lives and our fruits don't support it. Whilst you are quoting scriptures, Mr. Finance Minister, let your life, your decisions and choices for the nations back the quoting of the scriptures. If not, you are making the world to mock the word of God. They are mocking the word of God. Never seen it in our country. In 2016, the dollar was almost 4 CD to the dollar. We went to 18 CD, now to 12 CDs. Don't blame any human being. The silver will be thrown into the streets. Men will trample under it. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. And the last wonder that goes into verse number 19 and verse number 20, the Bible said, and they shall curse God. They will curse God. This is where I see secularity, godlessness. This is why even church now in Olisi does not talk about Jesus Christ. A preacher can preach for like 40 minutes and Jesus is not the emphasis. If Christ is not the emphasis, why did somebody, you know, boarded and drove their car from East Legon, Ajengano, with their family to come here? What are they coming to do if Jesus is not the emphasis? We want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. When the people are bleeding, Christ is the solution. Tell them, project Christ, not the man of God. Let's project Jesus Christ so that the young ladies that are following people's husbands can repent and be soundly born again and surrender all to Christ and stop living a fake life. Fake life. Fake life. I was shocked one Sunday morning whilst I was preaching like I'm doing this morning and perspiring. A woman and her children came here, you know, wanting to disturb the service. And I asked why they wanted to do that. They said, there is a woman sitting here who has snatched her husband. You sit in alabaster and you are a husband snatcher? You sit in alabaster, you are a husband snatcher. You are sitting in alabaster. That somebody's wife can have the audacity. Sunday morning. Because Jesus is not the emphasis in your life. But if he died for you, he bled for you, he suffered for you, we will remember his suffering and his death. And we will live a life that is worthy of the calling that is in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. We will know, Titus chapter 2 and verse number 11. We will know that the grace of God that brings salvation unto all men has appeared unto us. And the Bible said in the next verse, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present life. This is the whole emphasis of Christ. The whole emphasis of Jesus Christ. Not looseness. Not secularity. Any craziness you see in the world, you will come and see it in church. We bring you, take miniskirts to the clubs. We bring miniskirts to church. Sometimes I look at some of the daughters of Zion and I'm asking myself, where is your conscience? Where is your conscience if you love Christ and know Christ and want to live for Jesus Christ? If Christ is in your heart, then light lives in you. And there is no darkness because Christ is light. Our preparation will be Christ. If Christ is in you, may say, walk on and know yourself. You go see, I know why you are born with us. I'm telling you, born again means born again. No nonsense. You are born again. You are born again. You want to be hot? Be hot. You want to be cold? Be cold. You feel you can't live for Christ? Get out of the kitchen if the heat is too much. Oh, you can clap those hands in the house of God. Christ, Christ the healer, Christ the king, Christ our deliverer. Yeah, let's bring Jesus Christ and his power. When I look at how the church has dried up, look at the rate of diabetes and high blood pressure from our pulpits to our pews. Look at the way, you know, demons can boldly come to church. Boldly. Demon possessed person can manifest in church and tell the preacher, who are you? Because we are busily making babies out of wedlock. Now demons have the audacity to speak to us. When the demons of Gadara, when they saw Jesus, they begged him. They begged Christ. They said, we beg you. We are begging you. Do not cast out us out of this region. We are Jesus. We beg. Jesus have not addressed them. Who? They are running to beg for permission. Now we see preachers and demons can boldly come from their houses and talking nonsense to the pulpit. Because we have been dried up. Where is that power? I mean, power that makes doctors confounded and confused and said, we did every test and every test showed that it was negative and the power of God makes it positive. Mama Chrissy prayed for a woman and the woman had gone to the hospital and in the hospital they said that the baby was a boy. All the scan showed. Mama Chrissy didn't see the scan. Laid hands on the woman and said, your baby shall be called Christiana. She is a girl. The woman says the scan is, and she said, forget about your scan, go home and embrace Christiana. The baby was born. It was a girl. How will you describe that? I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about the miracles of God. I'm talking about the encounters of God. I'm talking about the visitations of the Holy Spirit. If you take signs and wonders out of the word of God, it is just an ordinary book. It is just an ordinary group. I'm talking to you. We are now in the place this week in Saviors 2023. We are going to see the restoration of raw power, scintillating power, cataclysmic power, catatonic power, catastrophic power. We are going to see belligerent, undiluted power. Somebody shout power. I'm talking about power. In Reverend Issued Anaba's meeting last week at the UPSC, ladies and gentlemen, I saw a baby about 4 years old, getting to 5 years, and they showed me when the baby was a little baby, like 2 days old. The moment the baby was born, with kidney failures. On arrival, next day the baby should be taken to dialysis or the baby dies. How they were making the arrangement, they called Reverend Eastwood in London. He prayed on the phone. Just prayer on the phone. By the time they did the final test before the dialysis, everything has changed. Brand new kidneys have been placed in the baby. I'm talking about raw, scintillating, unmitigated, undiluted power. We have defiled ourselves with politicians to the point that there is no more power. There is no more power. But I'm telling you, the season has begun and God is not looking for pulpiteers, but ordinary people in church will receive fresh fire and power and glory and anointing and do exploits unto God Almighty. You will be anointed to see revelations and visions. God will speak to your ears. There is going to be an outpouring of the glory and the might of God. You will leap over walls and run through troops. You will pray and the barren will give birth. You will pray and the obstacle will be removed. You will stand in your family and all demon and demonic works will come to an end. Am I talking to anybody? I declare the glory is coming down. The power is coming down. The anointing is coming down. The oil is coming down. The power is coming back. secularism will leave us. Let's return back to spirituality. You used to pray 1 hour, 2 hours. Now you have become a social media addict. Comedy videos and nonsense. Power will shift that. In the name of Jesus. People will leave this service and pray for the next 5 hours. You will not know what is happening to you. Am I talking to a people? God is raising a militia, militant men and women for this end time. They will stand and they will typify the amazement of Almighty God. Yeah, who are the people that I'm talking to? Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord lifted and exalted. Then I hear, who shall I send and who shall go for us? I hear that saying, even this morning, whom shall I send and who shall go for us? There is a mandate and an obligation that is pouring out this particular time. You will be revived and empowered and deployed. You will be revived, empowered, and deployed. You will be revived, empowered. In the name of Jesus. When I shall power, you shall power. Power! 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 I can't hear you. Power! Stand to your feet. Clap your hands a little. Raw power. 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 This week, I am inviting everybody from Tuesday night to Friday night to Alabaster International Ministry and Ponsa Memorial Temple for Saviors 2023. My father, Reverend Isud Anaba, is joining us. Life can never be the same again. I want you to throw your hands into the air. Before I conduct an altar call, I want you to ask the Lord, anoint me with power. Anoint me with the Holy Ghost and power. Revive me again. Revive me again. I need a revival again. I need a stirring again. I need a move of God again. I need the glory of God again. I need the touch of God again. I need the encounters of the Holy Spirit again. Can I hear somebody? I need the Spirit again. Ruach again. Ruach again. Ruach again. Rato dagadi. Ranto badagade. Rente degedede. Rantana gadondo. Rekede batoko. Yantono badakade. Ria dagado. Ranta dagada. Jantana dagada. Yantono bahada. The Lord is stirring his people. Dia da badakota. Yantana dadadaka. Dia da gadoka. Rantono dodo. Rantana dadaka. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Yakota daha. Ratana dahashka. Akita daha. Yatomadaka. Dia da kato. Yantora baskika. In the name of Jesus. Ayakloska. Ayantadeke. Yantana badikede. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Zanto! Atiana! Can I hear you? Atiana, da da da! Diana, Zanto, Rata, Diana, da da da! Power! Turn to see visions again and revelations again. Turn to prophesy again. Turn to work miracles again. Power! Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, set us on fire. Spirit of God, set us on fire. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, set us on fire. Sister, my name is Nebobi. Ojama ufie, yami tuminto ufie. Upon your husband, upon your wife, it's time to raise godly and Christian homes. Hey, Holy Ghost, stir us again. Set us on fire. Set us. Set us. Set us. Set us. Ghana needs this power. Ghana, we need this power. Revival will hit our nation. Revival will hit our nation. Gia da kadodorosh. Ria de gedegada. Zantololo. Rabadabaha. Gedenenenene. Shando manana. Power! The presence of God is here. God is here. God is here. God is here, my darling. God is here. The power of God, the glory of God, the move of the Spirit of God. God is here. 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 Hallelujah. Put your right hand on your heart. Play the national anthem. Let's ask this same grace on our country. And you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar of God. And please pray for our country. Forget about your party. Pray for the land. The land is sick. Pray for the land. The people within it. That's what I'm talking about. Not our pettiness. Pray for Ghana. We are asking for God's help. For God's help. We pray for God's help. Oh, come through for us. Come through for us. Dia da Kadus, Braha de Kadia. Come through for us. Come through for us. Shade Gia la la. Come through. Come through. Come through for us. My God, heal our land. Hallelujah. Everybody who watches us on television, on online, you listen to us on radio, Vision 1, 93.5, Sweet Melodies, 94.3, Oba Tampa, 92.5, Boom FM, 88.7, watch us on Amansan Television, Facebook, YouTube, and the rest of them. Good morning, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. But in this room, you want to rededicate your heart to the Lord. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for every woman and every man who pray that prayer. Let your grace increase and abound for them in this new life experience that is in Christ Jesus. I pray for our country. I pray for our president. Ana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. His wife and children. The party in government. Let them know that all accountability comes to your table. Help them and protect them and grant them grace as you did to Solomon. Wisdom to be able to govern. In the name of Jesus, above all, I'm asking for help for the people of Ghana. Help Ghana. Help Ghana. Yahuwah, help Ghana. And I look at the way we are even struggling to compete with CIFA. Something is wrong with our country. The wise are failed. The wisdom of the wise are failed. Now we need your help. Any expert and strategies and economists and all that, evidently they have all failed. Now we need the chief shepherd, author and finisher of our faith. Come through for us. I pray for the prisoner this morning. Kumasi Central in Sanwem, Ankafo, James Fort, Usher Fort. Every prison in this country. Visit that place this morning. I'm asking for help in every police cell. Go there into the hearts of every human person and transform lives. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. The word we have heard this morning will not be just a word, but we will rise with urgency, with repentance, and live for Christ, our Savior. You are coming soon with your reward to give unto every man according to their works. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. You want to join us for offerings for those of you listening on radio 0249809911. That's 0249809911. And also 0592296667. That's 0592296667. Before I sign off, I want to thank God for Reverend Isud, my father, for accepting to come over to be a blessing. And I also use opportunity to wish my father's Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah a belated happy birthday. A very, very good, you can clap your hands. A very, very good friend of mine, Nana. Forgive me and my daddy. We forgot We thought it was 31st Monday, so we were preparing for that, not knowing that you share the same birthday with my fathers. This morning is when I realized it. Happy birthday to you. We celebrate you. This is Nana. He works with the judicial service. Amazing man of God. The glory of God is upon his life. Before I sign off tonight, we will be with him on his program on Star FM between 7 and 10 in the evening. And so tune in to Star FM. What's the frequency? 103.5 FM this evening. Talking about few things in Christendom and also Sadius 2023. And so don't miss that one. It's going to be special. Say amen. All right, I love you. From all of us in Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple, Alabaster International Ministry, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you at Saviors 2023.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.